For CJLO News, I'm Serena Abuljud. On Saturday, Iran unleashed approximately 300 drones and missiles on Israel in retaliation for Israel's attack on the Iranian consulate in Damascus, which killed 13 people. With help from the US, the United Kingdom, France, and Jordan, most of the projectiles were shot down. The Israeli military reported small hits on a base in the south and minimal damage done to infrastructure. No casualties were announced. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu stated that they have been preparing for a direct attack from Iran and that they are ready to face any scenario that might unfold. The barrage has drawn condemnations from Israel's allies, and that includes Canada. Several warnings have also been issued regarding potential escalation in the Middle East. Meanwhile, in Gaza, Israeli forces are continuing their attacks, their latest target being the Nusayrat refugee camp, where they killed 5 and injured dozens. Since October 7th, Israel has killed over 33,000 Palestinian civilians and wounded over 76,000. For more, follow CJLO News on Spotify.
Hi, you are listening to Dreamscapes on CJLO. We are here tonight with a very special guest, whose name is Maxwell.
Woo!
How's it going, Maxwell?
It's going well. I'm tired. It's finals. If you listened to my show yesterday, REVC, Mondays at noon, you know I'm exhausted. I was groaning through that whole show. So
I'm sorry to hear it, but I'm really glad that you took some time to come in and tell us about your dream tonight.
Of course.
Yeah, it's important. It's a great dream. You actually told us two dreams, mm-hmm. but maybe I should start off by saying that after you had told me the two dreams, I had a dream that I should tell you to only do one dream.
Mm-hmm.
That was part of a longer dream. But like I said, if we have time for the second dream, we should. But it feels important to mention that. In the dream world, sure. I was alerted to only do one this
My
time.
Dreams interacted with your dreams.
Yeah.
Like a conversation, like a handshake.
Yeah. Yeah. It's kind of like Inception, but not. Do you want to start off by telling us your dream? We have a co-host that's coming that just isn't here right this second, but they know your dream. So maybe the listeners like want to know, you know?
All right. I guess I should give the context for the dream first. I moved here a little over a year ago, last winter. I moved here December 2022. And so that was when the Amtrak, I'm from the States, I'm from Philadelphia. And that was when the Amtrak between here and New York, the Adirondack Express, for those who know,
yeah,
it was shut down for years. And so they said, oh, it'll reopen in March. Well, reading week was before March, so I had to schedule a bus. That bus is crazy. But I scheduled it. And then at the same time when I scheduled it and bought the ticket, I found out about the Orleans Express. And like when I first knew I was moving to Canada, I like found out a bunch of about a bunch of cities that just piqued my interest because I had never thought about Canadian cities outside of the big ones that I know. Like I went to the Ottawa Museum of Art or whatever when I was like 7. That was probably my greatest. Oh, and when I was also on that trip, I went to the Biodome.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So that was my Canadian knowledge before this. And now I know so much. I know St. John's. I know Thunder Bay. I know Kelowna.
Woo, yeah.
And so one of these places that I didn't know about was Gatineau. I had heard of Hull.
Yeah.
But I had not heard of Gatineau. Apparently that's something new that dropped decades ago.
Okay.
Hey.
It's DJ Jade, but she's coming in right on time. We're just talking about Gatineau. You're right on time. Yeah.
Yes. I haven't even described the dream yet.
Dream
We're
doing
hasn't
the context. Even happened. Yeah. So welcome, Jade. Take your time. Yeah, so Gatineau and Hull, isn't Hull an area of Gatineau? Is that, I'm Canadian, but yeah, I might be wrong.
I believe that Hull and Gatineau are both on the Quebec side of the river, but correct me if I'm wrong, Canadian listeners, I believe it was all at one point Hull, and then part of it was quartered off to be Gatineau, so that it had like a francophone name.
Interesting.
Something like that.
Okay.
But I found out about Gatineau and I found out about the Orleans Express.
Yeah.
And I thought about that. I thought about doing it for a while because I would love to go see a castle. I've always heard about Quebec City.
I used to take the Orleans Express to Quebec City. So
Anyway. Is the castle cool?
The castle's really cool.
I must imagine there's like big stones, and then I can like put my head up to the big stone and think about how big the stone is.
That's one thing you could do. Yeah. Yes.
So yeah, I found out about the Orleans Express. So, and then thinking about the anxiety of getting onto the wrong bus, I then started to have this dream that we're talking about where I would schedule I would schedule to go home, to go to New York, to go to Philly. I'd schedule the bus and I would get on and then I'd fall asleep. I suppose I should mention, I didn't say this, but a part of the dream is that I'd be listening to Sufjan's Impossible Soul. I didn't send you that song because the vibe is completely off, but okay. It's 25 minutes long. And so I always think like, oh, let me open up a trip with it because it's so long.
Mm.
In the dream, I fall asleep when the song is starting and I wake up before it ended. So within 25 minutes, we make it to our location, which is Gatineau. I got on the wrong bus and I got onto the Orleans Express. And so the pivotal point of the dream is that I've got all this luggage and I don't know what to do and I don't know what to do with myself. So I just go to some cafe and I sit down with my luggage and I get a coffee. And then the two miraculous things happen. One, a beagle finds me. I don't know how the beagle found me. I don't know if he followed me or if a spirit guided him to me. But the beagle finds me and he claims me as his owner. He doesn't speak to me, but we communicate. And I know deep down that this beagle is now mine and that he has chosen me. And this empowers me viciously. This gives me such a high level of self-confidence in this dream world that I see this gorgeous girl in line and I think to myself, let me just go on a whim right now and ask this girl out because she's so gorgeous and I'm in Gatineau. You know, what the hell? What the hell? Let me go for it.
Good, yes.
And so I go for it and her name is Jade Cargo. Okay, this is a big detail.
It is a big detail.
Because at first it was Jade Cargo, and then the more I thought about it and the more I wrote about it, it became Melody Cargo.
Right.
I would keep having the dream, and then I think at some point I was writing it, and I was like, that would be an interesting name, and then it stuck in my mind completely.
Okay.
And so the rest of the dream is like a montage that in the moment, it feels like hundreds of years. It feels like I'm living through a beautiful life with Melody Cargo.
Oh my God.
And we are just, we're living life together, us and the beagle against the world. We own a house. I'm kind of a freewheeler. I'm a home dad. I'm a housewife of a man and I take care of the kids.
Amazing.
And I raise the dog and I make dinner. I make cookies, everything. Me and Melody Cargo lead a full life in Gatineau. We think about leaving Gatineau. We think about staying. You know, this is the city she loves. But you really don't know the future.
Yeah,
so, <that's true. laughs> and this dream, it came all the time. And I would think about it throughout the day. Someone brings up a melody. Sometimes I would just listen to a song and I would think like, oh, Melody would love this.
Okay, so first of all, thank you so much for this dream. It's really a great one. Jade, do you have anything you want to say? I know you just came in. I don't want to put you on the spot, but I do want to acknowledge you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm acknowledging you. Hi.
Hi.
Your last name is not Cargo. Just putting that out there.
No, it's not.
And you didn't live in Gatineau.
The search continues.
The search continues. Yeah. But I do also, sorry, I put my mic down and now it's up again. I also, I remember when you were telling me about the dream off air, you said something about how her job was either that she was an artist or that she was a doctor.
Yes.
Okay. I have a friend who was a doctor in Gatineau, in an emergency room doctor, but her name is not Jade or Melody and she does not have the last name Cargo.
The Cargo is the most important part.
It seems really important and there's nothing about her name that would resonate with Cargo. Mm-hmm. Where should we start with this dream? Should we start with Cargo?
Wait, I should say that this dog never has a name.
Yeah.
Let's
start with the dog.
This dog, he's just my best friend.
Yeah.
And it doesn't go much farther than that. He chooses me. And I think in the moment when he comes to me, I think he must already have a name. But it never comes to me. And even in the flash forwards where I'm living a happy life with the dog and Melody, he doesn't have a name then either. He's just kind of dog.
I mean, that which is, you know, the dog seems like a really important symbol. And so we probably should start there. And I have to say, like, for me, like the dog empowering you, like to ask this person out to me, it feels very much like a Patronus kind of situation. It's like your power animal. It's like some part of you that's getting, like, your ego's getting reinforced by this animal. Is this where the term, like, I've got that dog in me comes from? Is that what it is? It's not.
Oh. I've got that dog in Gatineau.
What do we know about beagles? They're smart.
Well, when I first think of a beagle, I think of the fact that they get lost.
They do?
Like, that is the worst thing about owning a hound or a beagle, is that they follow their nose and then they don't turn around. And so beagles so often get lost.
Okay.
And so I think that's when I first think of the dream and the beagle coming to me, I'm like, he got lost and he found me.
Also, you're lost in the dream and then you found
a I'm dog completely and a lost in the dream. Do you think I know the streets of Gatineau? Absolutely not.
So there's something there, but if you're relating the dog to getting lost too, to me, it's like, it's one of those, it's like getting lost, but in a good way, which is like undervalued, I think, in our society. Like, everybody has to know what they're doing at all times, like, blah, blah, blah. But getting lost and not exactly knowing what's going on. And sometimes it's like serendipity, right? It's like these things happen to you that you weren't planning.
But it's also a matter of perspective, because the dog is following what he's smelling.
Yeah, the dog doesn't feel like lost.
Yeah.
We just think the dog is lost.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me put the mic up here for you. Okay, so we've got the dog. No name. We've got Melody Cargo.
And the last name Cargo is significant to me because for years I've just liked the word cargo. And of course it's associated with travel. But I've said this to you, is that outside of Philadelphia, there's a place called Cargo's, outside of the Philadelphia airport, there's a place called Cargo City.
Right.
I'm not sure exactly what the root of Cargo City is, the etymology of the name. But it's so interesting because all that's there is like a Wawa. It's like the exits. It's like Philadelphia International Airport, and then exit Cargo City. And then you go off, and it's just a road that also leads you to the airport, and there's like a Wawa on the way.
For Canadian listeners, can you explain what a Wawa is?
Wawa is a gastro pump. It's a gas station chain, but more than that, it's a convenience store chain. There's more convenience stores than gas stations of them. And they'll like make food for you on the spot there. It's a great chain.
Does that feel like a Gatineau vibe to anybody? Jad?
Yes.
What do you think?
Is Wawa a Gatineau
vibe? Like, there's no airport in Gatineau, but like, maybe can we asterisk, can we like bracket that for later? Like,
the Wawa isn't too important. I mean, the Wawa has a connection to Canada because the Wawa logo is a Canadian goose.
Oh.
And so it's named that. And so they got their name from Wawa, Pennsylvania, which is named after a Native American tribe there, which called themselves the Wawas, off the sound that Canadian geese make. And so the logo for Wawa is a Canadian goose. There's your Canada connection.
There's the connection.
I'm just saying that's what Cargo City is that it's just like you going to the airport, you always pass Cargo City and it's like Cargo City, like, is it just like a city of boxes? Like, there's that Adventure Time episode where it's literally a city of cardboard boxes. I imagine that, except it's just open field and a Wawa and a road.
So the Wawa is like the pit stop, the comfort.
Sure, of course.
Food on the way.
You were in a cafe in the dream, right?
You ended up.
Do you remember anything about the cafe? Like anything about the way it looked or the lighting?
I mean, I remember the layout. It's like, it's just like a big room, and then the cafe bar takes up like the back wall, and then it kind of goes back into like a window with a kitchen the window goes to the kitchen in the back. And so then, you know, circular tables and, you know, whatever chairs, little, it's kind of like 50s-esque, like classic diner cafe. And then I sit in like the back corner, like kind of close to the door, but also far to the left side. So the beagle comes in through the door, which is in the middle, and he looks around and he identifies me and he makes a beeline for me.
Amazing.
And it's clear that we're just as close as can be with an instance.
I love that so much. Yeah. That's the
I'm
key
so
moment.
Into dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish he had a name, but it's almost like he chose not to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, he's a part of you. So yeah, I don't know. He might not need the name, but, tell us about Jade. Sorry, Melody Cargo. Miss Cargo, maybe. Jade doesn't keep getting like stressed out. Wait, do we want to go to Melody Cargo yet? Maybe we don't. We're still in the cafe. We're still in the cafe. What do we think?
I think it's interesting that it's that you have so many details from this space. Like it's a, you know, kind of diner.
I mean, I guess I never really thought about it too much, like what the details are, but they're there. I mean, yeah, I mean, that cafe is where like the moment, like in the dream, I mean, I have such a memory of getting off the bus and then like walking a few blocks. Like I in the dream, I like look around not knowing where to go. And then I see the cafe and I'm like, I guess I could spend like an hour or two.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did you order any food?
I got a double oat milk latte, which is just my standard.
Okay.
Okay, perfect. We love that. Okay. I mean, we're going to go to a commercial break in a minute, but maybe we're going to let the wheels turn a little bit on this one.
I was just thinking about like the waitresses and, you know, like,
oh yeah,
I want to know
other people were in there or it was just Melody.
It is sitting there. It's a busy place, but they're just shapes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because all you see is her. Does she look the same in each time you have the dream?
She looks vaguely the same.
Okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Is she wearing anything that's the same, like any color?
Oh, yeah, I guess. I mean, okay. See, this is kind of odd because in the dream, she's always wearing just like jeans and a gray sweater or something.
Okay.
Which is the kind of thing that I would wear. I don't wear jeans, but, you know, so many people I know wear jeans.
She's not wearing cargo pants?
No.
I was thinking that too.
No, I was hoping.
She's dressed like a totally normal person.
She's not wearing cargo pants in Hull. I mean, people wear cargo pants. Anyways. Okay. Cargo. Mm-hmm. And there's a Melody. Jade is a kind of a rock. It's associated with green. We're going to come back. We've got some stuff to think about. We're going to play some ads. We might play a song. Maxwell selected some songs relate to the dream. And we're going to come back. We're going to put all our heads together and keep working on this for you guys. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned for that. You're listening?
Oh, 1690 AM.
Oh, I can't stay mad at you.
Aww.
I was listening to CJLO too.
This just in.
REVC is no longer on Thursdays. It's Mondays at noon.
Mondays at noon.
Music so good you'll exterminate.
ਦਿਲ ਤੋਂ ਦਿਲ ਤੱਕ ਸਾਂਝ ਪਾਉਂਦੇ ਪਏ ਜੋ ਕਦੀ ਅਸੀਂ ਸਭ ਨੇ ਹਟਾਏ ਹੋਣਗੇ ਉਸ ਬੀਤੇ ਵੇਲੇ ਨੂੰ ਮੁੜ ਸੁਰਜੀਤ ਕਰਦਿਆਂ ਹੋਇਆਂ ਮੋਂਟਰੀਅਲ 'ਚ ਪਹਿਲੀ ਵਾਰ ਹੁਣ ਜਾ ਰਿਹਾ ਹੈ ਮਿਊਜ਼ੀਕਲ ਪੰਜਾਬੀ ਓਪੇਰਾ ਯਾਦਾਂ ਦਿਨ ਸ਼ਨੀਵਾਰ 27 April 2024 ਜਗ੍ਹਾ ਸਾਲਾ ਰੋਜ਼ਾ ਹਾਲ 4848 Boulevard St. Laurent, Montreal. Ticket sirf $10. Ticket lene layi sampark karo Gaurav Sharma nu 438-934-9999.
Da
doesn't seem to mean anything. One summer of suicide, another autumn the traveler's guide. He hits news twice before he dies. And every evening when he gets home to make his supper and eat it alone, his black shirt cries while his shoes get cold. It's just a dream he keeps having, and it doesn't seem to mean anything. It's just a dream he keeps having. Kitchen in your chair. Sometimes he forgets that you're even there. It's just a dream he keeps having, and it doesn't seem to mean anything. It's just a dream he keeps having.
It's nice having another DJ on here that can that hears things. Thank you, Maxwell.
Hey, and I trained you.
You did train me. That's true. Wait, yeah, we should do a shout out to me getting trained as a DJ by Maxwell.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's true. How am I doing so far? I made two mistakes in front of you.
It's pretty good.
Thank you. You know, I'm trying. But I, you know, it's the pressure of the. Of work, he's my teacher. Yeah. Okay, so we're back with some ideas about this dream now. So first of all, actually, Maxwell, you wanted to talk about the song that you selected.
Oh, sure. That was that was Summer Teeth by Wilco. It's the title track off that album. It's a good album. It's before, you know, Wilco, before Yankee Foxtrot. And it's a really nice album, but that song in particular, I don't know, I've got this habit of listening to summer songs in the winter. And so, nice. Like I said, when I first moved here, it was the middle of the winter, and I was just listening to that song a lot for some reason. And that song itself is about, you know, getting a dream and then pushing it to the side, saying it doesn't mean anything. You know, in the dream he has, like, in the song, you know, the first vision he has, it's like he sees his brain inside of a fish tank behind a bank, and then he's like, it's just a dream I keep having. It doesn't seem to mean anything. Mm-hmm. So that... just the fact that it's about that thought process, and then I was having this dream at the same time, they're definitely tied together in my mind.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. You were saying also before that, well, I guess we were talking about the dog off air and how the dog finding you gave you the security to then go and like talk to Cargo, comma, Melody. and I guess like one of the things we were also talking about, like the smells in the cafe and the way that the dog had to follow his nose. I don't know, Jade, if you want to bring in.
I'm just picturing Dog, as I assume his name.
That's
is
what
dog.
His name is now. Yeah.
Dog.
He's kind of like Toucan Sam, where he's just kind of going through the dream world and seeking out something, and he found you.
Toucan Sam.
Yes. I'm sorry.
Toucan Sam or Freddy Krueger?
Perhaps both.
I hope not. I just want Toucan Sam.
But no, I think there's a lot of aromas in this dream that you're describing.
That's so funny, because when I think of the senses that are triggered by this dream, I think almost purely visual and auditory.
Yeah, you didn't like smell Jade Cargo. You like, or Melody Cargo.
I saw her.
You saw her. Yeah.
I have a memory in the dream of waking up in the bus and looking out the window and being like, I don't know where I am.
Right. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Visual. Yeah.
It's all about like looking around and being like, what is happening right now?
And the dog didn't like come up and smell you. He like was like, he looked at you and he was like, you my friend.
No, of course he came up and smelled. Yeah. He looked at me and identified me as a friend and then followed the smell trail, I'd say.
Okay.
If I was to direct it, I would give that order.
Okay. Mm. So, but eye contact first, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Witnesses.
Okay. So it's a visual dream, mm-hmm. but I guess we're engaging. We're both going into the smells just because.
Yeah, because the beagle would have to. He definitely followed his nose in there.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that seems important, I guess. And I guess also, what else? What else are we?
Well, I was going to ask you if you have any kind of relation to hunting, or because beagles are used for hunting to, you know, to find things.
I mean, I don't really have any connection to hunting mm-hmm. other than I've taken classes where we talk about hunting all day. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I wouldn't say I have much of a connection to hunting. When I think about beagles, I just think about the fact that, well, my mom loves beagles.
Okay.
But she would always say exactly the thing about getting lost is that beagles always get lost mm-hmm. because they follow their nose. And so that for me, I always had in my mind that a beagle is like this one of the cutest dogs, I think. 100%. Such an adorable dog. Yeah. The big floppy ears, the big nose. One of the best dogs out there, but they're hard to manage. And mm-hmm. so I think that part of the dream is like, this utopia where I have a beagle that's just tied to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think before you were also talking just about the fact that so you're with your partner and you guys got married and you're just like having this like utopian life mm-hmm. with this person, even with like just the problems of like just being married to someone, but it's sort of like a montage of like many, many years of just mm-hmm. seeing the life unfold in front of you. I guess like, I don't know, it feels very much like there's like these like lost moments and then these moments that feel very not lost. Are you like problem solving in those times when you're like having your happy memories of like being a stay-at-home dad?
Yeah, I feel like I'm in it. I feel like mm-hmm. I'm like trying to decide whether to like, you know, whatever. Trying to decide what job to get. Trying to decide if I'm going to mortgage the house or something.
Oh my gosh.
It's like, wow. That was definitely one that came up. I mean, I remember towards the end of me having this dream a lot, I started listening to Paul McCartney's Ram like a ton. As listeners of REVC will know, because I've played so much of that album. And so then part of the dream started to becoming like, oh, should I like move out of the city and live in the country and like see what kind of art I can make in the country with Miss Cargo and my dog?
Whoa. But okay, wait a minute.
It's like for a while there, it's like I would still dream, but this origin story of me and Miss Cargo in Gatineau was like the start of the dream. Mm-hmm. And then I would use like the montage sequence following to think about whatever I was thinking about.
Okay. So you're like projecting yourself out into the future. You also wrote a poem about this. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. We don't need to talk about that.
Okay, we won't.
Because I'm sure some people know that I'm a poet. I write. But none of the poems I ever wrote about this made it through. I always say this about poetry and about my writing in particular, is that whenever I try, this is a completely different topic. This is a bit of a tangent. Okay. Whenever I try to write or make art about my personal life, you know, whatever crazy experience I've been through, I've got a whole list. I've got mental disorders. I've been to a mental hospital, whatever. I've been through so much romance. If I try to write about it, it feels super disingenuous. Hmm. And it feels like I'm like faking it all. And so I would rather write about like kittens wearing mittens or something, you know, something that's going to make me feel happy and satisfied and something that's going to get me feeling like, oh, this improves my actual outlook of the day and this improves. Hmm. So poems about dreams and stuff like that, that's never, that is rarely ever going to make it past the chopping block.
Hmm. Yeah. But it does feel like that dog is like your equivalent of a kitten with mitten kind of poem. Mm-hmm. He's like mm-hmm. grounding.
He's definitely the whimsical pull of this. I always have to have some sort of whimsy in whatever I'm making. Hey, you heard the show promo earlier for my show, RVC. Oh, yeah. It's not like I was like, there's going to be great music on Mondays at noon. No, I'm going to have this cat and this sound. Explosion. And
yeah. Did you ever have a dog when you were a kid?
Yeah, I've had dogs. I've had pets growing up all the time. Grew up with a childhood dog, Simba. And then I've had like 7 cats. And Simba died when I was between middle school and high school. And then we got another dog then.
And so you have a connection. Like, I assume that you had I a love connection dogs. With dogs. Yeah.
And I don't think I would, in a scenario where I get married and move into a house, I don't think I would do that without a pet.
Mm-hmm. Nice choice. I like it.
And also a hard to handle, in air quotations, dog that you love the breed and.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, in this scenario, he's not too hard to handle because he's chosen me. I don't actually have to worry about him beyond feeding him and taking him out. I did have visions of taking him for walks in our neighborhood once we had a house, but I wouldn't have to worry about him running away or anything. Maybe the occasional squirrel.
Yeah, chasing after the squirrels.
Yeah. I think that's an important point. Like, once he found you, he also was found.
Yeah.
You know?
Unless I stole him.
Well, that's not part of the dream, though. So we're not. No, it's not.
Thank God.
That has nothing to do with that dream.
Thank God they never got to me in the dream.
Yeah.
Let's not expand that.
Yeah.
We're throwing that out.
He escaped. Let's say he escaped from the pound.
Do you feel like I don't know, actually, Jade?
Yes.
I'm going to do an aside about dogs being a power animal with Jade. Do you remember when you made me do an online quiz to find out what my Patronus was?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember what my Patronus was?
No.
It was a Rottweiler.
Oh. Whoa.
I know. Nobody was going to guess that.
No.
I wasn't going to guess that.
They are adorable.
They're cute. Yeah, I'm okay with that. I don't know. Well, I could have gotten all kinds of other weird things. So anyways, I feel like, anyways, we don't have to go deep into that. We don't have to make up a quiz to find out what kind of dogs we are or animals. But I do find that there's something special about this dog.
Yeah.
I feel like, do we want to like play another song that you selected?
Oh, sure. It's an instrumental song, so we could talk over it, or you could even play the album or something. But yeah.
I'm gonna play one and then go to a commercial break, and then we're going to come back and talk a little more. Maybe talk about your second dream, if we feel like talking about your second dream.
Sure.
Yeah.
Is it related to Miss Cargo?
No.
Okay.
I just wanted to.
We can go deeper on Cargo.
I mean, let's go deeper on Cargo and have you back for the second dream.
Into Cargo.
I did alert everyone at the beginning of this episode that my dream told me to only do one dream.
We've only got to do the one dream, though.
Yeah. I was alerted in the dream world. Yeah, we have to listen. Okay.
Unlike the song, we need to listen.
Yeah, it's true. Okay. So we're going to listen to Assignment K3, and we're going to come back in after a commercial break. Mm-hmm. And I'm Nina, and I'm Nina, and I'm having problems tonight. And
DJ, the DJ one.
I'm doing the DJ one, and I hope you guys all have a good time.
Thank you. have the students on the run. And as children finish school, we will continue helping them to gamble their lives and futures on drugs.
This is CJLO.
Thank you for listening.
Le Production Nuit d'Afrique presents Malian superstar Oumou Sangaré, who has influenced the likes of Beyoncé and Alicia Keys, will perform an exclusive concert at MTELUS on April 21st. For tickets and more information, visit festivalnuitdafrique.com.
Hello, student. You or your classmates' tuition may be dramatically rising due to the Quebec government's racism-fueled language concerns. Are you frustrated about this? You should be. Your best friend cannot afford the tuition hike. They might have to move back to Manitoba.
Oh no.
That would really suck for them. There's nothing to do there. Don't make your bestie go back to Manitoba. Join the students resisting the tuition hikes. Follow us on Instagram at Tuition Strikes and get your red squares outside of the CSU office in the hall building. Together, we can resist the tuition hikes and demand free education for all.
Check out Jay Nice and Lady Oracle in the Limelight every Saturday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. for underground hip-hop and R&B right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
Smoothly coming back on air after those ads. Okay.
You got your hair all up in your headphones.
It's the style of the time. Okay. Hi, everyone. We're just trying to figure out some more stuff about Maxwell's dreams. We're figuring out who is a millennial and who isn't. Turns out most of us are.
I always heard that it was if you could look at how close your graduate year was to 2000. That's why they're millennials, the millennia.
Okay. Yeah.
And so it's. And so my uncle, I think that he actually graduated 2000. He was 18 in 2000.
Okay.
And so that's like, I think that's exact. It's like you're born 82.
Okay.
And so I think you're a young millennial or younger. You're pretty much like a millennial.
Okay. I'll take it.
We have like, what, like 15 years between us?
Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have to say the exacts.
That's okay. I'll tell you my exact birth date and time. No, but not on air. Not on air. We're not doing that. We're not doing astrology.
For all Melody Cargos out there, I'm 21.
Yeah. Yeah. Should we give all of your, like what's your, no, we don't have to go into astrology. Only if you want to. We can do this.
If we really want to, I mean, we could.
Okay, I'm going to try again. Do you want to do your astrology on air? Let all the ladies know.
We can talk about it, sure.
Okay. Mm-hmm. When's your birthday?
Okay, well, the thing is that April 28th, I'm a Taurus.
You're a Taurus.
I'm an April Taurus.
This is a Taurus-friendly show.
Okay, good. Good. Because so often you bring up your... I'm proud of how stubborn I am.
Mm-hmm,
but
me
then
too.
Exactly. But then someone... You'll meet someone who they're like, I can't with Tauruses. I can't with you.
True. Yeah.
These Geminis are talking about how bad Tauruses are.
I'm going to tell you something off air and you're going to have some information. I just want to say
it's getting heated.
I am a half Taurus, which I know doesn't make sense, but that's what I am.
When's your birthday?
I'm not telling you. I'll tell you off air. We're going to just keep going. We've been really I was told my whole life I was a Taurus, but it turns out that I'm a cusp and I'm not.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
Well, that's just your perception then. You're not a Taurus. I'm sorry to take it away from you.
We'll talk about it off air. Whatever's going on, I really love Tauruses. I always get along, not with every single Taurus, but like I'm pro Taurus. This is that's what I'm trying to say. It's a pro Taurus.
Are you an Aries?
Show. I'm not answering any more questions.
I don't know anything about Aries.
We're talking about you. To get you. Some kind of cargo style girlfriend. Cargo.
Once
which
you
sounds weird.
Once you go beyond Taurus, I don't know anything. Like I know that I'm.
You're April 28th. Okay,
I'm a Scorpio, moon.
Okay.
And I'm Cancer rising.
Oh, okay, so there's like water in there with the Earth.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool. Balanced. That's balanced.
I like water.
Water's great.
I'm drinking it right now.
Yeah. Well, don't tell people you are, because you're not supposed to be drinking on that side of the... Anyways.
Oh, it's on the ground, guys. I hope you guys know that I'm keeping the water bottle on the ground. It's not on the desk. It won't spill on anything. There's no wires.
We're just going to keep going. We're just keeping it moving. Okay. So if anybody out there is 21 or...
22. I'm about to turn 22. I turned 22 in like
people
a week and a half.
People in their 20s who want to date a Taurus, who has a lot of water sign elements.
If you're Jewish, yeah, or you're willing to raise our kids Jewish...
Willing to have a beagle.
Likes dogs, yeah.
Yeah. Scorpio moons are great. I'm going to also go out hard for Scorpio moons. I have a lot of Scorpio moons in my family, mm-hmm, and I'm not going to out them because they're Scorpio moons and they probably aren't comfortable with being outed. But I'm also pro Scorpio moon. Yeah. So that's great. So you came on the right show, because we're very supportive of your astrology. If you had come on with some other sign, maybe we would have been like, we don't know about that.
Yeah, throwing them off into the oven or something.
Yeah, but I think we're it's a joke. We're open to everything. I think anyways, we can talk later about, mm-hmm, which signs we've had on air.
I want to know what Melody Cargo looks like.
Yes.
Or this embodiment of this woman.
All right. So... I just want to say that typically my type historically, I always make this joke, is a Jewish lesbian that'll deal with me, which is a very slim population.
Oh my God. Okay, we're going to continue this off air. Okay, continue.
So specific. That was my type all throughout high school.
Yeah. But
Melody Cargo, she's clearly cool. Yeah. And my type is usually like punkish, you know, definitely in the alt scene. She doesn't show any outward signs of that. She looks like she could shop at Macy's. She looks like she could shop
gray
at anywhere.
Gray sweatshirt, yeah.
Grace, like a Fair Isle. Like, you've got yours. I have one that's very similar to that.
Okay, okay.
But lighter gray, okay. Not dark gray.
Okay, this is black, I thought. Am I not wearing a black shirt?
Oh, well, it's gray in the light.
Okay.
And so,
yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. No, continue.
I'm sorry, yeah. And she is... she's shorter than me, okay. Pretty short, considerably short. Okay. Not like, she's short. She's 5'7". I'm talking like 5'3" or 5'4" or something, okay, like that. Like, okay, puntable. Mm-hmm. And then
we're gonna give you a better word for that. Then,
I like this one. It's funny.
Okay. Okay.
And then, yeah, and then I always wear hiking shoes. So for some reason in my head, she was wearing hiking shoes. But there's nothing else on her that, yeah, would signify that she's a hiker or anything.
So very casual.
Extremely casual. Yeah. You can't really tell anything about her personality, mm-hmm, other than the fact that, to me at the time, I'm like, oh my God, she's gorgeous. I should just ask her out. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how it is in the moment, is that it's such a whim. And then... It sprouts like something that I would never expect. It's just because I was empowered by this dog that I would ever take a chance. And even taking the chance, I'm not expecting it to go anywhere. I'm in Gatineau.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
But then there's this whole life that you have with her in your dreams. And
we should have guessed that you were a Taurus when you were like, I just have a montage of like, are we going to mortgage the house, or are we going to, yeah, what am I going to do with my, yeah, just
like very,
very
material.
Taurus. This is very Taurus. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Continue. I shouldn't have interrupted.
No. The dream kind of sequence makes me think of like a parallel life, or like this life yet lived, this ideal. And there's actually a few shows that I think of. I'm really into TV shows.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking of the one, Rick and Morty. Rick plays a game, or there's a game that you can play, and you play as this guy.
Oh, yes.
And it's like you see how far you can get.
Doesn't Morty do that? I think I remember this.
Okay, it's Morty. I couldn't remember which one, but...
It's like an arcade game.
Yes.
Okay, yes.
And there's like this whole life you live in this game.
Oh, I think I know this.
Yeah. So you can play it different ways. So it's just making me think of this kind of like other world that you're living in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just curious what you think.
That's funny because I'm not even like a huge Rick and Morty fan at all, mm-hmm, but I remember that scene so vividly because I forget what the game is called, Steve or something.
Yes.
And I just remember that the second that Morty finishes, he like dies and they walks away and someone walks up and everyone crowds around and they go, he's taking Steve off the grid. And then on the screen is him like burning his ID.
Yeah.
That I did not do that in the dream. In fact, I went so extremely on the grid in this dream. I like, I feel like part of this dream is bureaucracy.
I feel that in the dream. I feel it's very practical. Like you just like get, you have your like, and you have kids, like you have kids with milk.
Yeah.
You have like your like 2.5 children and the dog and the house and the mortgage and the wife who's either a doctor or an artist, but if you're the stay-at-home dad, maybe she's a doctor.
Yeah. Yeah. Or traveling, yeah, like a studio artist.
Maybe she's doing really well as a studio artist.
Well, exactly. Yeah. It's like she, either way, she's doing something, she's doing very well at something that she is passionate about. That's the main core of it. But the doctor thing is more realistic for money.
Mm-hmm. Yes, definitely. Yeah.
But yeah, it sounds like a very cozy life and something that is kind of told to us in society, like, oh, the house, the white picket fence, the kids, the dog in the yard. You know, it's
yeah, I would say it's like the I would say it's the American dream, but I don't really make my own way in the dream. Like, it's not like I like start a small, it's no Ghostbusters. I don't start a small business and then make some success off of it. It's actually like the Bob Dylan freewheeling dream where I like find someone who I love so much and then they provide everything for me.
I mean, that's great. I'm really happy for you. Let us know how that goes. Did we talk a bit about the song that we played before about the Basil Kirchen?
Oh, Simon K3. I mean, that's another tangent we could talk about, just for a minute, Kirchen.
And then we're going to do the Moon Report. And then, and then because we already played the ads. So we're going to do a Moon Report also because we do that every night. But I want you to talk about Basil Kirchen first.
Sure. Yeah. I mean, we could talk about Basil Kirchen. The song I played before was off of his assignment, Kirchen. It was recently re-released. But I've loved that track for a few years because before it was on this album that was a compilation. It's called like My Friend Basil or something. Mm-hmm. And I was telling you before this, he is an amazing artist, one of my favorites. I first found out about him from this song, Silicon Chip. I can't recommend that thing enough. It's 4 minutes of just pure funk awesome. It's so good. But he is this really interesting figure because he was this Australian prodigy orchestral composer. His dad was one too. And then when he was 40, his dad died and he decided to relocate everything to New Zealand. Mm-hmm. And the ship that all of his cassette tapes were on, all of his life's work completely sunk. And so he decided right then and there in the early 60s to quit orchestration and to pick up the synthesizer. And then he did the rest of his career just making like European movie soundtracks with the synthesizer, making these like jazz and really interesting compositions because he had such a background. So he was a real synth pioneer. And not only that, he was making really interesting, thoughtful music. Like if some of you guys know Wendy Carlos, kind of similar. She did the Shining soundtrack. Mm. It's like some of these people were just completely on the forefront. And he was one of them, and one of the ones that a lot of people don't talk about enough because all of his work, to anyone who's listening, I would recommend that Assignment Kirchen album that just was re-released. I'd recommend Primitive London. That album is amazing. And then that My Friend Basil, or it's something like that. My Friend Basil Kirchen. It's really good. It has like a teal cover and a picture of him on it.
Mm, I love that. Should we put someone underneath us when we do the Moon Report?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Go for it. Yeah. Okay. Put on... The Observer. I've got one for you.
Okay, I'm gonna find it. Just Jad, do you want to?
Here, I can actually get it if you want.
Well, here I'll do this. But maybe Jade, do you want to pull up the moon illumination?
I don't have my phone.
Oh no. Okay, I will also pull. Well, you know what? I think we know what the moon illumination is though, because on Tuesday, the 23rd, it's going to be a full moon. So we're between the new moon and the full moon. Because the new moon was on the day of the eclipse. That's why it was a new moon. That's why it covered it in totality.
That was the craziest thing ever, by the way, to see it with my naked eyes. It was absolutely life-changing. So amazing to see the eclipse like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. How did you...
So you watched
it? Yeah, I went up to Laurier and there was like nobody there. I went to Laurier Park. It was such a thin crowd. I heard that it was crazy at La Fontaine. Yeah, this album is so good. This album is called Abstractions from the North. It's about Austria, Germany. So good, all of this. I love this thing. And the harpsichord behind it, it feels so German. But yeah, I went up to Laurier to see the eclipse. It was absolutely breathtaking. I was dumbfounded. I thought it was going to be more disappointing than it was. And I feel so bad for my friends home in Philadelphia. They had an overcast day and they couldn't see anything. And 2 days before, they got an earthquake in New Jersey. And so everybody was posting stuff that was like, the earthquake was more exciting than this. And it's like, now this was crazy. And it's sad that a lot of people had an overcast day or they weren't in the right spot, because it was a crazy, crazy, amazing sight to be able to see that with your own eyes. It just looked like a crazy, evil ring flying in the sky. And you know, they always say that the animals go crazy whenever it happens. You know, the flamingos like crowd over each other and look up as if something's coming over them. I got scared as hell.
Me too. Thank you. Me too.
I was freaked out. Yeah. I thought that something was going to come for me. Like, it did not feel good. It felt like something really wrong was happening.
Yeah. Intellectually, I understood that everything was okay. But in my, like, in my animal body, like in the lizard part of my brain, I was like, I have to go low to the ground. Like,
no, it was really scary.
It was freaky. And the animals were doing weird things. There was like a flock of Canada geese that was flying really low. I was near the river and like they flew really low. And then this bat flew out of nowhere because it was confused. Yeah. And I was like, yeah, these geese and this bat are never supposed to meet, but they don't know. They're like, the geese are like, what the, like, it's nighttime already? Like, that's not true. And then the bat's like, wait a minute, I'm late. Like, to, you know, so yeah, I found it really intense.
It was really intense.
Yeah.
No, I completely get those creatures.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. But also,
dread.
Yeah,
real sense of dread.
Yeah. Mini apocalypse.
It feels like doom. Like there's just something hovering in the sky and it feels like it's looking at you. Mm-hmm. And it's like, this is awful.
Yeah. And I won't go into this in too much detail, but I feel like maybe our listeners want to know, because they were always talking about the moon too, that some of us were menstruating on the day of that. And that was really like messed really up. Rough. So if anybody wants to talk to us about that, we're open to that as well.
Oh, I haven't heard of that.
I mean, I haven't heard of it either, because you don't get totality very often, like once every 100 years. But if your moon, if your cycle is psyched up with the moon, it gets psyched up, but also it's synced up with the moon. It was weird. Yeah. Yes.
But also I want to say the next day I was dead to the world.
Like, I was sick the next day.
My body was just like, just rest.
I was exhausted for the rest of that day. I was exhausted for the next day. Yeah. It took something out of me.
Yeah. Mm.
And it was also like so breathtaking in the moment that for the next few days, I was just thinking about it, because it was like, that was crazy to see with my own eyes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was wild.
Melody would have loved it.
Yeah, Melody would have loved it. Yeah. What sign do you think Melody is?
Yeah.
Okay, so the truth is that I have a really bad habit with Pisces. My greatest enemies and my best friends are all Pisces. And so
she's a Pisces for all, sure.
The vast majority of my exes, my best friends, they are Pisces. And so I would have to imagine she's one too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. Fair. That's fair. So we're looking for a Pisces. Or somebody with Pisces placements. Maybe.
Oh, please, honestly, if you're not a Pisces, it's probably for the better.
Okay. Okay. That's also fair.
I've been scarred.
Okay. I mean, yeah, like, anyways, we're not going to start talking about Pisces on this show. Love to all
there
the Pisces.
So many...
We've had so many Pisces on the show, and I have so many friends that are Pisces. I can't. We were pro Pisces.
You should talk really bad about them all right now.
No.
Every Pisces, every Gemini cannot trust. Two-sided.
Wow.
I'm joking. My brother's a Gemini. I don't know how much I would trust him with, but my brother's a Gemini. He's great.
I mean, do you have any other hot takes that will take us to the end of the show? Oh, wait. I'm gonna put on some more music here.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. Oh no, that's the same song.
Yeah, go to the album and just.
I'm just going to the album. While I go to the album.
Oh yeah, other hot takes.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
It's okay. It's not. It's fine. It's just because you seemed like you really had some opinions, and I was like, we may as well go for that. But so today the illumination is 57%.
Okay.
The moon is at 57. But like I was saying, it's because on the 23rd, it's the full moon in Scorpio. Mm. It means we're out of eclipse season.
Hopefully that feels a little better.
That feels, yeah.
Hopefully.
We're like almost out of Mercury retrograde at that point.
Oh, is Mercury in retrograde right now?
It's in Gatorade. Mm-hmm. That's
right. I got to tell my professors. That's why everything's late.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Yeah. Don't ever not use that excuse.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm digging this music.
Yes.
I know. Isn't it so good?
Yeah.
Into it.
And the fact that it's all synth. I mean, he was a miraculous talent. And he only died in 2013. He lived to a crazy old age.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How old was he?
I don't know. He was 40 in the 60s. So he kept going for a while. He probably died like 90 something.
Amazing.
Yeah, I mean, he seems to have led a very good and healthy life. You know, one of his biggest contributions that people would talk to him would talk a lot about him was that he would sample. He had like a fascination with autistic kids, and he would release sample packs for people who wanted to make synth music themselves, where he'd have like bird noises and synth sounds and autistic kids talking. Wow. He was like, "Here's recordings of autistic kids talking about like their favorite color. Make music with it."
Wow.
Isn't that so weird?
That's so amazing, though.
I love that, actually.
I do, too.
Yeah. I mean, as long as, like, they gave their consent or
whatever. Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
I actually really love that. Yeah.
Yeah, put that... It's like that, and then, like, a recording of him in his kitchen being like, "And this is my blinds." He's a really interesting guy.
He sounds so cool. I love this. If you're listening, here's the last bit of stuff that I want to make sure everybody knows. So, number one... Hitting All the Bases is coming up next. Stay tuned for that. Number two, don't miss REVC Mondays at noon.
Yes.
Thank you for coming on, Maxwell.
Thank you for having
me.
So
fun.
Talking about Melody.
Yeah. If your name is Melody Cargo, please give us a call or an email or directly to Maxwell. You can.
Yeah. You can contact me anywhere. My Instagram is what is my
Potion Elixir?
Oh, thank you.
We tagged you.
I didn't even know. Potion Period Elixir. And I also have an email that's CJLO. That's REVCCJLO@gmail.com. Or it's CJLO REVC. I think it's CJLOREVC.com. @gmail.com.
Yeah, we'll figure out a way to get you in touch with Maxwell, because that's
the goal. Hit up Dreamscapes.
Goal.
If your name has cargo in it at all,
if it means cargo,
I would be interested in talking to you just to see what you're like.
Yeah. And
or if you're a Pisces.
We decided not a Pisces.
You can be Pisces, but
you have to be the right kind of Pisces.
Thin ice.
Yeah.
Thin ice.
The nice Pisces.
Poor Pisces. Okay. Also, I just wanted to. There was something else I wanted to say, and I don't remember anymore. Jade, do you have anything else we want to send in your dreams?
Of course, yeah.
Tell us if you are, if your name is Melody Cargo. And stay tuned because you should come back on and do your other dream another time.
Yeah, like, yeah. Totally.
Yeah. And good luck on your finals. Good luck to everyone who's doing finals right now. It's hard out there.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for listening to Dreamscapes. And we're going to leave you with a little bit of Basil Kirchen.
Kirchen. Yep.
Who I'm really digging. Okay. Everybody, keep sending us your dreams. Have
keep
great
on
dreams.
Keeping on.
Keep on keeping on.
Dream well.